something about the bedroom, how you used to make the bed, and what the beds used to be made of. Can you tell me that?
Well, it used to be the number of years, sure enough, years ago. The people, we'd go out in our field and pull
sage grass.
Sage grass. No, pomuda grass, moldy one.
No, sage grass.
We have it specified, you know, mostly that.
You couldn't tell with muda pulling the muda grass.
No, crabgrass.
Yeah.
Crabgrass. Go out there and pull, and your mom would sew up them old sheets. Sew up those...
They put the grass to make the mattress.
Yeah, to make them, And leave it open. Sew it up, maybe two pieces, or three, or whatever it was. Leave it open, and then they would... We'd bring that crab grass. Fill it.
Then you have to stir it up, you know, that one. You have to help the patent things. And then some of them had feather beads.
What do you use for your head?
The grass, you know what, grass feather. Feather pillows, I guess, they can get hold of feathers.
They get hold of feathers pretty good. Because my mother would pick geese once or twice a year, you know. Them old geese walking all around the yard. I didn't better go beyond the places there, but it's made over now. Mama sit down there and they'd pick a certain time of year. I forgot what time of year. They would pick those geese, she would. And that's what they had pillows. And what I'm talking about, they wasn't fixed up people like they are now. They have the kind of goods to cut and make, and it wasn't no pillows up on. They'd make them, you know, and they'd put that, they had plenty of feathers from those geese. They'd peel those cases, you know, with it, and wasn't no pillowcases and thing much like they are now.
How did you stay warm?
They had plenty of covers.
They quilted. The old folks, that must be saying they did quilted. That more quilts than at them time it is now.
And they'd have what you call, they'd take all the kind of old paints and things and cut and make
quilts. Called rigid quilts.
Cut them in patches, you know, pieces about as big as my hand. Some of them, and then make that quilt, and that quilt keep you warmer than that, than the quilts now.
And what was inside the
pillow?
The quilt.
Oh, they put cotton between it. People would raise sheep lots in that time, and they would shear them at a certain time of year, and they would use that sheep shear, a lot of them, you know, where they could get it from people that had
I imagine cutting some folks are cutting in time, way back in the years, I guess.
Yeah, some cotton.
Which should be warmer, cotton or the sheep?
Sheep shear would be warm.
That would be just like what you call today wool, is that?
Yes.
It's like, let's see. Did they just cut it off and then put it in, or did they?
They cut it off, and I'm trying to think how they done, but they fixed it in some way. And all the old cotton and things, they had them bats.
Yeah, put them things and bats.
I've seen them.
Can't get it turned over and get out.
Bat that old cotton.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.